Chapter 7. Portrait of a Gentleman. They walked in silence for a little, until they had left the house and the gardens well behind them. In front of them, and to the right, the park dipped and then rose slowly, shutting out the rest of the world. A thick belt of trees on the left divided them from the main road.
"Ever been here before?" said Antony suddenly.
"Oh, rather. Dozens of times."
"I meant just here where we are now. Or do you stay indoors and play billiards all the time?"
"Oh, Lord, no."
"Well, tennis and things. So many people with beautiful parks never by any chance use them, and all the poor devils passing by on the dusty road think how lucky the owners are to have them, and imagine doing all sorts of jolly things inside." He pointed to the right. "Ever been over there?"
Bill laughed, as if a little ashamed.
"Well, not very much. I've often been along here, of course, because it's the short way to the village."
"Yes, all right. Now tell me something about Mark."
"What sort of things?"
"Well, never mind about his being your host, or about your being a perfect gentleman, or anything like that. Cut out the manners for men, and tell me what you think of Mark, and how you like staying with him, and how many rows your little house-party has had this week, and how you get on with Cayley, and all the rest of it."